Audio presents Rage is Back by Adam Mansbach. Read by Danny Hawk, Jizza, and Wyatt Cenac. Chapter 1. When Ambassador Dengue Fever told me that Billy wasn't dead after all, but half alive and back in town, skulking through the transit system's blackened veins, feral and broken and scrawling weird mambo-jambo on the walls with chalk, chalk as if spray paint never existed, I pretty much just shrugged a whatever shrug and kept on selling hydroponic sensimilia to stainless steel refrigerator owners living in neighborhoods that had just been invented, and hoping Karen would let me back in the apartment soon, me being her son and all, even if I had been expelled from fucking whoop-de-woo Ivy League Weezer Cummin' Academy on account of some Upper East Side white boy's inability to keep my botanical enterprises, of which they were the major beneficiaries, on the low. Dengue was blind as Lady Justice, and so fat now that his eyes wouldn't have done him much good anyway, obscured by slabs of blubber when he laughed or even spoke. He dressed like an African tribal chief in a Hollywood movie, or a hip-hop backup dancer circa 1989, voluminous kente cloth, chest load of polished wooden beads, an ankh-handled staff that had evolved from prop to crutch. The nation-state for which he served was a graffiti crew called the Immortal Five, the name long smudged with irony. Amuse, murdered. Sabor, dead by his own hand. Cloud Nine, incarcerated. Dengue, having fallen asleep one night with perfect vision and awakened from a nightmare.